Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Life's Too Long by Peter Shaw. Directed by Tess Townsend.
Crossword?
Sorry?
I'm doing it over here. How about you?
Well, I was.
Oh, tricky one today. What did you get for 11 down? Did you get that? I can't.
Zealot.
Oh, yes, of course. Makes perfect sense now. What did you say it was? Jealous?
Zealot.
Sell-off?
No, zealot. Six letters. Z-E-A-L-O-T. You know, a fanatic.
Do you usually get them all?
I don't play that often.
What have you got for six across?
Beetroot.
Oh, yes. Three down?
Twinge.
Twins?
Twinge. An annoying little pain.
Five down?
Jungle.
Four across.
Absence.
The drink?
No, the emptiness.
Oh. Three down.
Still twinge.
Oh, Roger that. My name's Roger, you see.
Oh, yes.
Two down.
Basilisk. Have you got any right?
14 down. Fish.
I put termination.
Oh. Are you doing the mail?
The Times.
Oh, explains a lot.
I'm doing the Sudoku now anyway, which needs a lot of concentration.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm more of a word-driven personality. It needs a lot of mathematics.
It's logic, actually.
It's the mathematics I can't manage.
Well, I hope you finish your crossword.
I'm more of a history buff. I get the BBC History magazine and another history magazine, History Today or History Tomorrow or something. I read those. In fact, do you know what subject I'd choose if I was going on Mastermind? I'd choose Soviet espionage between 1945 and 1968. You can ask me any history question and I'd give you an answer.
Would it be the right one?
Ask me a history question. Say, ask me who was British Prime Minister on a particular date, like 1956.
I think you might know that.
Ask me a question, a history question.
I don't think I can...
Ask me one, anything.
I can't think.
Ask me who was British Prime Minister in 1956. Anything.
Okay, who was, I don't know, on the throne before Queen Victoria?
Ah, good one. On the throne before Queen Victoria. Well, she was the longest serving monarch, you know. Before the current queen took her crown, as it were. It wasn't a woman. There's only been three of them. Or four. On the throne before Queen Victoria. Was it a George? George something?
I don't know.
Well, you've got me. I'll have to look it up when I get home. That will bother me all day long.
Enjoy your crossword.
I'm just going to order a drink. Would you like a coffee?
No.
Tea?
I'm just finishing, then I'm picking up my grandson from school.
Is he at the school? The local school?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Maybe... Oh, well. Nice to have a chat. Goodbye. That was a close shot at the goal. I'm Roger, by the way.
Oh, he's so overrated. Apart from having a decent shot, which, OK, is a bit more than decent, his all-round play is pretty abysmal, really.
Do you fancy their chances, then? Switzerland?
Sweden.
Sweden?
They're out, mate.
But if they win this match...
Sweden and Bosnia are both bottom of the table. Best Sweden could do is swap places with a win.
What if they win 14-0? Surely then they'd go through.
Mate, we're into the last 4 minutes of injury time and it's 1-1. But it doesn't matter if they score 100 goals. They're out.
Well, that seems a little unfair, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, you tell that twit, I don't give a cast iron monkeys about his windows. I'll come over and spit on him if he likes. Well, don't ask me if I'm taking 2 days or three. I said four. Then he said all that rubbish about the van. Well, what am I supposed to do? Call up his Pilates instructor? Well, I'm not. So you tell him to leave or get a new one.
You missed a good section of play.
Well, what happened?
A penalty.
A penalty?
No, not a penalty. But there was a lot of tackling. One of them nearly hit one of them.
Oh, you total... That was your chance, you...
I thought you said it didn't matter.
What?
That Switzerland were out or something.
Sweden! Well, I've got 50 quid on this.
Oh, dear. Come on, Switzerland.
Sweden!
Oh, come on, Sweden.
Mate, I've got 50 quid on them losing.
Come on, you other lot. Get a goal or two. Come on, you plonkers.
You tell that nonce. His fire escape is not alarmed at the weekend. And I know what that means. It means something to him. Oh, yeah. And I called on Friday. And I called for later on Friday afternoon. And there were still two scrapes down the side of his Ford Focus. So I'm serious. Yeah, well, you tell him I don't want to know what he says. Yeah. Right, and the same to you. All right.
Is that a final whistle?
Oh, no! Well, that's 50 quid blown to the wind, isn't it? Oh, I give up.
I'm not a gambler. Best team won. Well, they were the best at winning, and when all's said and done, it's the winners who... Oh, no. Looks like it was a draw. Huh. Now, where have they all gone? Oh, God, I think it's me. Is it me? What's happening?
Oh, don't worry, I'll deal with that.
I think it was me. Is it me?
I have a key, that should turn this off.
I haven't pinched anything, if that's what you think.
Here we are, now we can hear ourselves think.
I think I set it off. Alison. I'm Roger. But I was coming in. So I haven't stolen anything, not that I know of.
Do you have a work pass? They sometimes set them off.
I'm retired. 4 years.
Well, I envy you, Roger. All that time to yourself. I'll just reset this and let you go. There. Come and see me at the till when you go. I'll make sure it doesn't happen when you leave.
Do you need to do a security check?
No, I trust you.
Well, I'm not sure that's right. As a customer of this shop, I must say I'm very concerned by your lack of security. Aren't you going to check my bag?
Well, if you insist.
I might very well.
Are you happy for me to search your bag?
Under the circumstances, I feel we have no choice. Here it is. Be thorough. I used to work in security. Well, near security. We had a security guard at the gate anyway. Bertie something. Very vigilant.
Oh, sorry. I don't need to be looking at your personal things. I'll put the photograph back.
That's my wife. She passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's been a while. 4 years, 2 months and 12 days, I think. I remembered that because I was filling out a form.
Everything's formed these days. It's the modern disease.
And phones. You don't even talk to a person anymore. It's all recorded messages, or you have to send an email. E-mad, I call them. Everyone's gone e-mad.
Oh, sorry, another one.
That's my son and his partner, taken at my 60th.
That must be a comfort to you.
Oh, if he ever rings. He's out in Dubai. Still got his place in Bermondsey, I believe. She's one of them.
From Dubai?
No, Indian. No idea what she's saying if I ever speak to her. Like, ain't half hot, Mum. You're probably not allowed to laugh at that anymore, are you?
What part of India?
Oh, big country. Who knows?
I was brought up in Goa.
Well, you'd probably stand a better chance. I should get her to phone you.
Sure. There's nothing in here that would set it off.
A mystery.
Do you have keys?
Oh, just a few. Call me Jailer.
Ah, it'll be this.
That's the fob to let me into my flat.
Mystery solved.
I'll call you Sherlock. No, Miss Marple. Miss Marple and the Jailer. Do you have that one in stock?
I won't keep you any longer.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you, Alison.
Your bag. Oh, I ought to fill out a security note, more forms. I tell you what, I've wasted enough of your time.
Oh, I don't mind, really. I haven't got plans.
You know what? Life's too short. Forget the form. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Well, it's been very nice speaking with you, Alison. Are you here on Thursdays? I mean, usually.
I'm from the Guildford branch, here today covering sickness.
That's the one on the High Street, next to Nero's.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see you there. I don't often go that way, but...
Sorry to trouble you.
No. Good to get it cleared up. I'll be off into history. The history section, that is.
Enjoy.
Yes. Ancient history. Forgotten history. Eh? Alison? Oh, it's me. Sorry. Definitely me. Again. Alison?
You have been listening to Life's Too Long by Peter Shaw, directed by Tess Townsend and edited by Ian Stewart. With Ian Stewart playing Roger, Lisa Mills playing Jan, Steve Infield playing Chris, and Becky McEwen playing Alison. Upstage Surrey. Creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.